See if Tim Wahlberg remembers Lou Christie, or is he too young? Good morning, Tim.
I wish I were too young, but I never could understand how you could even the falsetto sing that high for so long. And I wonder what his voice sounded toward the end of his life.
There you go. Well, he's still living. I guess we could call him.
Yeah, see if he talks that way.
Welcome to winter here.
Yeah, you know, I apologize for anyone I'm going to offend right now or trigger, but I love winter, and it's finally happened. I walked out this morning, and of course, it's a heat wave now. It was 20 degrees when I walked out. And
yeah.
Didn't even need coat or gloves on to shovel. I love to shovel snow. I love to snow blow with my tractor, my drive, and did neighbors the other day down the street, and I don't know, I just like it. I like to play in it, like to ride four-wheeler in it, like to go out ice fishing. I can't do any of that in the heat of July or August, though I'm not opposed to those months either, but I love winter, so I've got a smile on my face, even though the world seems to be going crazy at this time, and I feel for the people that don't know how to deal with winter, like Texans right now. It's tough. One of my staffers is from Mississippi, and the family's still down there, and they've had tremendous negatives from winter, too. So I feel for them. But up here in Michigan, where we generally know how to live with winter, I'm loving it. And the fresh white cover that came last night as I was driving back from Branch County meeting and enjoying the snow, and it that's who I am. So it spices my life a bit and perks up my feelings. I have a smile on my face, even though I still gnash my teeth about some things going on in Washington.
Listen, Texas has some bad weather. Shouldn't they be prepared for something like this?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I've heard the governor even this morning talk about the fact that 5 days before this happened, the head of ERCOT, that the facility that runs all of the Texas energy, except for, I think, one county, the
right.
Rio Grande area or something. They said they were ready and they're prepared for cold temperatures. Well, it didn't happen. And when you see pictures of helicopters flying over dumping chemicals on wind turbine blades, and you see solar power arrays that are covered with snow, that doesn't work well. And while I'm an all-of-the-above energy guy, and I'm glad that here in Michigan we have an all-of-the-above plan still so far until the governor takes away Line 5, which is an absolute wrong-headed move for having energy sources and availability that impact Michigan but also surrounding states and our country. Until we have that, we're capable of dealing with it, even with solar vortexes that take place. I think it should be illustrative to states like Texas, others, that when we have climate situations that take place in cycles that have gone on since the 1800s and beyond that, it happens, and you got to be prepared for it. And I heard the governor saying he was extremely surprised after being told by the head of ERCOT that it was ready for this, and it wasn't. So there'll be a lot of investigations going on, but I hope we had a hearing yesterday in our energy subcommittee, done virtually, but the hearing nonetheless on the clean energy issues. And I think it was a good timing that what we saw taking place in states like Texas ought to remind us that clean energy is great. We want to work toward it. We've done amazing things on clean energy already. We're not the ones that are polluting the world. It's other countries that haven't ramped up to where we are. But we also have to have that all-of-the-above mindset that says not any one energy source works for everything, and you still have to have a base source. And that doesn't come from wind and solar yet, because you can't store enough energy to do some of the things that we need. At the steel mills I toured yesterday, you have to have stable energy. And even in critical times like a winter issue, there still has to be that major power that keeps the manufacturing going.
Shocking. You have, you know, people living in their cars.
Yeah. And then the deaths that are resulting from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, tragic.
Yes. we hear instructions all the time. Do not run your cars in your garage. Don't bring space heaters in that have petroleum sources of producing the heat inside your house. We hear that all the time, but it still causes deaths when people forget about it or disregard it and think they've prepared in a way that will work, and sadly we lose life because of that. So, you know, this is an illustrative moment that will bring about a lot of investigation and hopefully some good results from it.
So, still working on the $1.9 trillion?
We are. Going back in next week to Washington to actually vote on the bills that we've been working through committee and hearings. I was involved in two of those separate committee hearings last week, in education and labor and energy and commerce. Over 30 hours of markup of the bills. Very unsuccessful in getting some, I think, helpful changes to the bills. But it's not just on COVID relief. It's on a $15 an hour minimum wage federal requirement, which will be terrible because it shouldn't be done federally. States are different in what they deal with, and there will be job losses if this is a mandate that comes down. Hopefully the Senate will not allow it to happen. We faced issues concerning giving vaccines to illegal aliens that come into the country. We're not talking about immigrants on green cards, et cetera, that are providing sources of workforce that we need, generally speaking. We're talking about illegals coming in with now a border that's being opened up, not protected, even while we're closing the border around our state, our U.S. Capitol, with fencing. Those type of things will go on. And next week, we've been told to come in on Tuesday instead of Monday and be there on Friday instead of going home on Thursday, and being told that we might be there for Saturday, Sunday votes as well in order to push this $1.9 trillion of expenditure to the Senate. All the while, there are last I looked, was $1.3 trillion unexpended from our original CARES Act and beyond that we did for COVID relief. And so the question comes, why don't we expend those funds first before we add another $1.9 trillion to almost $5 trillion that we've spent already?
Why don't we? What's going on?
This is what President Biden wants to do. This is the vehicle bill that they will put things in, like removing hide protections on abortion, opening up the border, doing immigration reform that they call it. But what it'll be doing is expanding the DACA program to over a million people. I think it's something like 11 million people they're talking of, and giving them pathway to citizenship. It's talking about the $15 federal mandated minimum wage legislation. And I could go on and on with issues that aren't related to COVID, are related to our budget, but this is being done in a reconciliation approach, which is legal, but is done basically to ram something through without the ability for the Senate Republicans to stop it, slow it down. So fortunately, we have a couple of Democrat senators who are saying, wait a second, I don't support some of those things. Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But Nancy Pelosi is running it through on straight party line votes. Every single one of the Republican amendments, including mine, were not adopted last week on straight party line issues. And it's certainly not the unity that Joe Biden's inauguration speech, one degree, since that point in time. But it is what it is, and we'll keep trying to be part of the solution. But where the solution isn't, we'll try to stop some things going through that I think will be hurtful for our country.
Well, you enjoy working weekends, don't you?
I will do what I need to do. And I've always told people, new legislators, when they come in, the one thing that's absolutely certain about your new job is that nothing is certain. So don't plan that what you are told you can plan for will actually be what comes to fruition. So my wife tells the same to new spouses, that that's the only thing that that you can be count on, that nothing will remain the same. So, no, I'm willing to work through the weekends, mm-hmm. to get things done. I'm willing to work even if it means that I'm there to push back on what's being rolled over us. But I would hope that pretty soon we start to even out a bit and we work more in concert than in the, good musical term since we started out musically, a cacophony of dissonance that's going on. So,
well, stay out of Cancun.
I don't plan to go to Cancun. Again, that's the beauty of me not liking beaches and things like that. I like mountains. I like snow. And so I have that here in Michigan. I could stay right here.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Area Congressman Tim Walberg from beautiful downtown Tipton.